الحمد لله وما شاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 24th juz of the Holy Quran. Towards the ending of the juz, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions a few things with regards to the Holy Quran itself. Allah Ta'ala mentions Hameen, that is from amongst those words which only Allah knows the meaning of it. Tanzeelun min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This book, this Quran, has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is ar-Rahman, most merciful, ar-Rahim, most forgiving, most merciful. Kitabun, such a book, fussilat ayatuhu, its ayat, its verses have been explained clearly, Quran and Arabian, a Quran which has been revealed in the Arabic language, لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, for those people who have some knowledge, To be able to recite the Quran, one has to acquire the knowledge of it. I've met Arabs in my life who speak Arabic, but they cannot read the Quran. So it doesn't mean you know the language, you grow up with the language, you can recite the Quran. The Quran is an acquired skill, it is an acquired knowledge. Bashira wa nadira, it is that which gives warnings for what is to happen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bashiran, it is a giver of glad tidings, wa nadira, and it is a warning. فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ, many of them turned away from the Quran, فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, and they do not listen. Then going further, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, verily those who disbelieve, they say, لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, don't listen to the Holy Quran. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ, and when somebody is reading the Quran, disturb them. Disturb the recitation of the Quran. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ, so that you may become victorious and you will become above. So respected elders and friends, of utmost importance, when the Quran is being recited, to listen to it attentively, to listen to it properly and carefully. Because a person who does not that, does not do that, he doesn't know that Allah Rabbul Izzat becomes angry with him. Then further on into the juz on the last page, Allah says, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا, if we made the Quran in any other language besides Arabic, لَقَالُوا, people would have said, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ, if only its ayat, its verses was explained properly. أَعْجَمِيُّ وَعَرَبِي, whether it is in a foreign language or whether it is in Arabic, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Quran is for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hudan, it is a guidance for them. وَشِفَا, and it is a means of cure for any illness. A means of cure for any illness. One group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum were going somewhere. On their return back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, back to Madinah Munawwara, some clan stopped them on the way and asked them, this person was bitten by a snake or something of that sort. I don't exactly remember every detail of it now. And they asked them, please do something, or the person was ill. So the Sahabi went and he either recited onto some little bit of water, or he recited and blew onto the person Suratul Fatiha 7 times. And he blew on the person, or he blew in the water and the person drank it. And by means of that, the person got cured from whatever his illness was. And then on the return, they informed the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what had happened. So respected elders and friends, we who believe in the Holy Quran, why is it such that we can't use the Holy Quran for those type of situations in our life? It happens when one is prepared to look at every other avenue, and we don't look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the means which Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us. So Allah says, Hudan, it is guidance for shifa and it is a cure. So let us use it like that. Please, I don't know if I say Hudan to him, I will be in trouble. But you can ask him, he will explain to you how to apply for different ayat for different things, inshallah. Then with regards to the topic we were speaking about last night and I think the night before, we stopped at the point where it was mentioned where Allah Rabbul Izzat will make all the dead people to rise. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا أول من تنشق عنه الأرض. I am the first one for whom the earth will open up and I will get up. Right? After that, various of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam will be made to get up, and then the rest of mankind will be made to get up. The condition of man will be such, like we mentioned last night, هذا ما وعد الرحمن. People will say that this is what Allah had promised, this is what is going to happen. It is mentioned that Allah Rabbul Izzat will leave mankind in that type of a condition for, if I'm not mistaken, then a period of some days or some months or some years. That Allah Rabbul Izzat will leave people in that condition, under the sun, under pressure, under stress, not knowing what is going to happen. When man doesn't know what is going to happen. After that long period of time had gone by, that is when people will come up. We hear this in many times in the khutbah, where some of the ulama that give that khutbah, where they say, people will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That will happen after a long time had passed, and where man cannot bear it anymore, the difficulty of qiyamah, of just waiting. The difficulty of waiting. And they will go to the Anbiya alayhi salam and tell them that tell Allah Rabbul Izzat to get the day of reckoning started. It's sufficient that we have been standing here for this amount of time. It is mentioned during that time men will be in such a fearful condition, he will not have the time to look at the person next to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that on the day of Qiyamah, people will get up without any clothing on them, with nothing, the way they were created by Allah. So she said, O Nabi of Allah, won't the men look at the woman at that time? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, O Aisha, al-amru ashaddu min dalik. The matter will be much more serious than that. There will be no time to look at somebody around you. And mankind as a whole will go from Nabi to Nabi to Nabi. They will start from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He will send them on to the next Nabi, onwards, 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 until they come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we mentioned this hadith already in the past, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will get up from my place, and where I get up from, there will be such a beautiful smell that mankind have not smelled before. And Nabi alayhi salam says that he will then go up to where up, he will be taken up by the malaika to go and make sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he will be making sajda in front of Allah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will tell him, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irfa ra'sak, lift your head, sal, ask, tu'ta, you will be given, washfa, intercede for who you want, to shafa, your intercession will be accepted, wala sawfa yu'atika rabbuka fatarda. In the near future, Allah will give you that amount which is going to make you happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been given 3 times when I will be able to intercede on behalf of mankind. The first will be this time, when I will stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and I will ask Allah, O Allah, allow it such that Qiyamah can start. People have asked so that Qiyamah can start. It is mentioned that The angels from the first heaven will then come down. As they come down, they will bring a great amount of nur, of light with them. Then the angels from the next heaven will come, and like that, onward, onward, onward. Until the time when the malaika will bring the arsh of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. It is mentioned in the Quran, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. On that day, eight angels will be carrying Allah, Rabbul Izzat, arsh. And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. On that day when the light, the earth will be lit up with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. After Allah Rabbul Izzat comes down to where the plains is going to take place of Qiyamah. When Allah Rabbul Izzat is brought, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. The book will be placed in front. The books will be placed in front. Jahannam will be made apparent. Jannat will be made apparent. People will now see what is going on. And from there, the starting of Qiyamah will start. It is mentioned in Hadith of Nabi alayhi salam that the first person, the first group of people that will be brought forward for questioning will be the shuhada, those who are martyred in the path of Allah. They will come with their heads in their hands. And those who killed them, respected elders and friends, what is happening in Syria, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening to the Muslims in Burma, what's happening to the Rohingya Muslims, all of this, different Muslims that is being killed in the DRC, wherever the Muslims are being killed, those are the first people that will be brought in front of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah Ta'ala will bring the person who killed him, who killed that person. And Allah will bring the one who was killed. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will ask the person, knowing what had happened, Allah will ask him, why were you killed? And he will say, Wallah, I was killed because I believed in you. La ilaha illallah. Allah Rabbul Izzat will ask the killer, the murderer, is it true what you have done? And he will confess that, Wallah, I did kill this person. And that will be the first person to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Respected elders and friends, after that has happened, then the normal murders that take place, that is the next crew that will be brought in front. That is the next crew that will be brought in front. And likewise, Qiyamah will continue step by step by step by step. There is still many, many ahadith with regards to that. But like we say, in another time, inshallah. So with this is how the starting of Qiyamah takes place. This is the day when man needs to make preparations for. Sab'atun, there are seven such groups of people. Yudilluhumullahu fi dhilli. Allah will give them shade under His shade. Yawma la dhilla illa dhilluhu. When there is going to be no shade other than the shade of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The seven of them, if I can remember. Shabun, a youngster who spent his youth in the ibadah of Allah. How many youngsters are there today that come in the masjid? And how many youngsters are there who don't visit the masjid at all? How many youngsters are there who can recite the Holy Quran? And how many are they who are not able to? That youngster, that youth, who spent his youth in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow night I will mention to you all the others of them. But that is one for tonight, inshallah. Now we do. And هو مغادين. أنا أداري. ربي شهر رمضان هذه السنة. لله تعالى.